guys, Braylee here with another shorts episode where I tell you about all the cool random stuff that I found on the interwebs that you might have glossed over. First up is hockeytraining.com. I've talked about them in the past. I have done some reviews of their men's league programs. They have a new men's league domination 24 program out there. I have not tried it, but it's out there. So if you're looking for like off-season training or in-season training program, the previous ones, I've been really happy with them and thought they've had some really cool and interesting ways to set up kind of a training program that's, you know, weights or body weight stuff along with hockey training and kind of incorporating that all into something that is pretty easy to do and seems to get pretty good results. I've liked it. I will link this, as always, as with everything that we talk about in the shorts episode. All the links will be in the show description and at thebeerleaguer.com. I'll also throw in links to some of the previous reviews I've done of hockeytraining.com, men's league domination, other programs. Another cool thing that I found out there on the YouTubes was SportsCenter out there put a little short, little mini documentary. It's under 10 minutes long about the Michigan, kind of how that started with Mike Legg up in Michigan and the legacy of it. It, like I said, it's a short watch, but it's pretty cool to kind of see something that kind of just happened during a game and it's turned into a whole thing, and they caught some current NHLers, and, you know, it's an interesting watch to see what something like that turned into like 40 years later, because that's something that happened quite a while ago, and just in the last couple of years has kind of taken over, I'd say, hockey at all levels. There's kids all over the place trying to do those. Also, if you haven't heard the news about CCM, my personal favorite hockey manufacturer, they are going up for auction, looking for buyers for them. So really, that probably doesn't affect anything that goes on for now, but there is a really good article in the Globe and Mail about it. And if you're interested in kind of the history of CCM, history of some of hockey brands that are out there, it's a pretty good read for it. A couple big takeaways for me from the article is, I guess CCM provides, they say on here, roughly 40% of the gear to NHL players. And then Bauer does the other 40%. And the rest is kind of made up of Sherwood, which is owned by Canadian Tire, and by True. So I had no idea. But it's a pretty good article. Gives you some info like that on it. So I recommend it. It's a short article. It's a quick read. Just kind of let you know what's going on with the hockey manufacturer world. And it also really points out that we used to have a lot more brands out there, and they were a lot more prominent than they are now. And now it's kind of just CCM and Bauer and a lot of boutique brands. So again, link to that will be in the description and at thebeerleaguer.com. This week's social media account to follow is Beginner Adult Hockey YouTube channel. So this channel, Beginner Adult Hockey, is a couple years old now. She's got a couple videos out, kind of covering a variety of topics. And it's really generally shorter videos on one very specific thing that is comes up during her journey of starting adult hockey. So it's everything from specific rules, or, you know, how to find teams to play on, how to, you know, find gear. She's become a ref, how to do that and things like that. It's really interesting. It's a different perspective, and it's from someone that is a true, true beginner. So it's really cool to see the progression that happens from that. So check it out. She's got kind of a lot of content out there, but like I said, they're mostly shorter videos because they're very, very direct and precise on one topic each, which is nice. So that's Beginner Adult Hockey. And finally, if you're listening to this when this comes out here in the middle of April, I recently just went to played in the Buffalo Backyard Classic. I'll be playing in a BLPA Columbus tournament at the end of the month, and with some of the same guys, some different guys. So I'm wondering, what kind of stuff do you guys want to hear about from playing in tournaments, and especially playing in tournaments that are away from home or traveling. None of these are far travels for us. You know, everybody's just driving in a couple cars. But what kind of stuff do you guys want to know about that? Leave comments. If you're watching this on YouTube, leave comments on YouTube. Leave comments at thebeerleaguer.com. Let me know what kind of stuff you want to hear. I'll talk to the guys. We'll come up with some stories and stuff to talk about from that. But I'd love to hear what you all want to hear about that. All right, and that's going to wrap things up for this shorts episode. As always, links for everything are in the show notes and at thebeerleaguer.com. And as always, any likes, shares, comments, reviews, anything like that, always super appreciated. All right, everybody, we'll catch you in the next one.